What's up, everyone? Welcome back to episode 15 of the Jungle Podcast. I'm Carter.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Steven.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually crazy, though. 15 is like, well, I mean, with the breaks that we took, that's like 4 months. Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like, yeah, but I feel like also part of the reason why it feels like it's so quick is like it's just 2020.
I was going to say, it went like, January, February, October.
Yeah. And now it's almost December.
I actually, like, I can't even remember all the crap I did this summer, minus like all the camping trips.
Yeah.
They all kind of meshed together in my head, all the stuff I did.
Does not feel like November.
Mm-mm.
Seriously.
It's weird. And with every passing month, I get more and more annoyed with my Pixel 4.
Yeah.
That's not you. you knew the price. It was a battery life thing.
Here's the thing. You knew. Everyone was like, yeah, the battery life is like decent at best. And I'm like, it can't like, be that bad.
That's for a casual person. I feel like that's for a casual person that's not on their phone for more than like an hour.
No, but it doesn't matter. Like, it, regardless of how much you use your phone, bad battery life is bad battery life. If you use your phone less, maybe you have to charge it less throughout the day, but you're still going to get the same battery life.
Like, I know, but what I'm saying is that your battery life drains faster than others because of how much you use your phone. It's the same amount of battery life, but someone that's using their phone less, their battery drains slower because they're not using it as much.
Sure, but, like, ultimately, like, it's still... I'll burn through the battery faster than someone else. Yeah, but it's like, it's still the same shape battery life either way. It's just like, where I need to charge mine, like, 3 times a day. Like, I start with a fully charged battery, like, I leave it charging overnight. This is if I'm working. So I go to work with a fully charged battery, then I have to charge once before I break for lunch, and then once before I go home, like, after lunch, and then I leave it charging overnight again. So I need to charge it up twice during the day when I've started with a full battery. If I'm not working, I can get through a day normally because I'm not using it that much.
What are you using on your phone where you're working?
Nothing. It's just like literally just like internet browser and like I'm not doing anything.
That was not very specific.
No. Okay.
I'm sick.
Does it happen to be incognito?
Are you clicking on the 3 dots in the top right corner? Clicking an open incognito tab?
No, I say it out loud. I ask Google to do it so that everyone knows. But no, it's like, if I'm not working, like, it's fine. Like, today, my battery's at, like, 76%. It's like, I'm not using my phone much. But it's still the same, like, shitty battery life. Like, even when I'm not using it much, if I get through a day on a charge, I'm finishing that day with, like, you know, next to no battery. Like, but yeah, when I am actually using it regularly throughout the day, especially at work, because we have, like, a WhatsApp group that we, like, frequently text each other in.
And reads Verge articles.
Also that. It's a mix of both. But I need to be on my phone a lot, and yeah, I'm charging my phone, like, twice during the day. It's
very
super annoying.
I need to be on my phone a lot at work. Yeah. That sentence.
That's usually like the opposite. Most people are like, I need to like stay off my phone so I can be productive.
Nah, if I'm not on my phone, like there was one time where I didn't check my phone for a half hour. It was bad. I missed like important shit. Mm.
What do you do at work that requires you to be on your phone so consistently?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Just communicating with each other, because keep in mind, like we have people at set. We have I'm in film production to give context to this. So we have, like, our trailer set up in one place, and we have set in another place. And sometimes they're too far away for our walkie-talkies to reach. Mm-hmm. And just other times, it's like, we're communicating so much with each other that we don't want to be on the walkie all the time because everyone needs to use the walkie, not just our department. So we're often just texting each other instead of on the walkie. And that, like, there'll be periods where maybe we're, like, hardly texting for like an hour or whatever if we're just shooting and nothing's really happening. But when we're like moving actors around, when we need to like communicate with other like departments,
they're people too, Steven. You can't just move them around like
okay. Facilitating the travel of movement.
Ooh, he's using big words now.
Or facilitating the travel of actors, and like, or if we need something from like, if somebody at the trailers is like, hey, we need something from this department on set, can you go talk to them? Like, we're just texting each other a lot. And yeah, I didn't check my phone for like a half hour once. And it was like the one time that everyone was texting me. And they're like, Steven, we need you to do this. Steven, we need you to do this. And they're like, Steven, are you over there doing this?
He gets back
on
his phone. He's like, Steven, you're fired.
Yeah, no, I
can't imagine Steven not checking his phone for half an hour.
Yeah, that's weird.
I feel like you check your phone.
I was that's why. It's like the one time I didn't check my phone. I was like, oh, sorry, guys, I missed this. And everyone's like, God damn it, Stevie.
And I was like, oh, my God. You know what? That's it. Get up. Just leave.
Get out of here. You know what? You're fired. You're come back.
You just get removed from the WhatsApp. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one notification you see. Steven Sal has been removed.
Also, just like on the note of this group chat, in our personal group chat, like our friends group, the profile picture is me. In my work group chat, the profile picture is also me. I don't know why, but everyone just puts me as group chat profile picture.
You and Michael share that similarity because it was Michael for the longest time. And all the other group chats I'm in with Michael, it's usually him as the picture. I'm like, why him specifically? I don't know. But
I don't know why, but I just end up being the profile picture for group chats. It's an honor, really.
Okay, so with your phone and its battery, has it always been just garbage from the beginning, or just like then, like, because normally with normal phones, it's like you get to a certain point where, like, okay, you can notice it's getting worse.
So here's the thing, because of COVID, I wasn't really working until this summer, so it was only this summer that I really got to stress test it. Because over quarantine, it's like you're usually home, or if you're going out, it's just with friends for a few hours or whatever. So I think it's always been this bad. I just didn't notice it until I actually like got back to work and was like, oh. This is shit, because I need to be using my phone, like, constantly. So, yeah, I think it's always been that bad. Because, I mean, it's almost a year old. Like, it shouldn't be that bad just from degradation. So, yeah.
But I also think that you're, not only because of your profession, but in general, you're one of those people that definitely is on their phone more than the average person.
Sure, yeah. Which,
just from how I know you. Like, I feel like you're on your phone more than others.
Sure, yeah.
Not necessarily to the extent of like an addiction, but just like in general.
No, like when, sure, that's fair. But even then, it's like I can measure like my screen time usage, and I'm getting like 4 hours of screen on time tops. Now, granted, somebody else might have 4 hours of screen on time for over a larger duration. Like, if they are out for, like, 12 hours, maybe they have their screen on for 4 of those hours, and then 8 of them, it's just in their pocket or whatever. Maybe for me, I have my screen on for 4 hours in an 8-hour duration. So we're still, like, we're both using our phone for 4 hours of active use, but I'm doing it in a shorter time frame, so I need to charge it sooner. But in either case, it's still being used the same amount. So again, that changes, like, how frequently I need to charge it. But at the end of the day, there is like an objective way to quantify how much the phone is being used. And 4 hours for me or 4 hours for you, like, it's not like I'm gaming or whatever. Like, we're doing this.
Really?
Same
You're
shit
not playing Raid Shadow Legends?
No,
I'm not sponsored.
Well, I mean, two things. One, your solution is get a battery pack.
No, I have a battery pack, but it's
way too much verge. This guy, no, you know what it is? Max brightness, no power.
Yeah.
Bluetooth and location are on. This guy also has 120 hertz refresh rate. Like the whole thing. 90.
This guy but is otherwise,
using
everything
to make sure that the battery drains.
No, but that's normal usage. It's not
normal.
Guy's
got his flashlight on.
It's not.
It's like midday. It's like, hey, guys.
But it's not normal to have Bluetooth off all the time. It's not normal to have location off all the time. It's not normal to have power saving on all the time. Some people will do that, sure.
I do that.
No, I know. But that's something you do if you're really... Normal. That's something you do if you're really trying to stretch your battery. Like, I have a smartwatch. I need Bluetooth on all the time to use my smartwatch.
My Bluetooth is always on.
Oh, flex. Like, okay.
No, but that's a really common use.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
I have Bluetooth on all the time because I'm usually playing music, but I mean, like, I can't imagine Bluetooth doing that much. It's more so, like, all the other features that your phone
has. Yeah, and they're really low energy. Yeah.
A really good flashlight.
Don't get me wrong. The one thing you're onto there is the max display brightness because I work outside. Like,
you know what you need?
Better eyes.
That's one. Number two, the matte screen.
Ooh,
what?
You don't need it at max brightness because you can still see it. It's crazy. Like,
really?
This isn't max brightness.
Oh, yeah,
because
I guess there's no glare from the sun. Yeah.
This takes away all the glare. And it's like,
oh,
10 bucks.
Really?
It's really good. Yeah.
Okay, I'll look
in. I can see my phone like midday.
Okay, I'll have to look into that then. Because, yeah, when I look at my system usage, like, because you can see, like, which apps are using how much battery, but then you can also look at system usage that factors in, like,
shows
operating
little, like,
system and screen
graph,
and that
right?
kind of thing. Yeah. So when I look at that, my screen is usually my number one killer because I'm outside all the time, so auto brightness sets it to the highest.
Yeah, I don't use auto brightness.
And when it's at
it's beta shit.
I think when it's above 50% brightness, it turns on the 90 hertz refresh rate. Below that, it's 60 hertz. So like when I'm indoors, sometimes the display is like at 60 hertz and it's at half brightness and it's fine, or below half brightness. But yeah, when I'm outside, it's like high refresh rate and super bright. So it usually accommodates for like it's usually the biggest factor for killing my battery.
Steven needs to evolve and get the earpiece and become one of those like agents. The rep agents that like just talks all day and yells, and they're yelling at literally no one because they're talking to someone on the phone.
Yeah,
that's what you need to do.
True, but yeah, no, I have a battery pack, which is fine. But
is it big?
Yeah, it's like 20,000 milliamp hours.
So I more so meant like size wise. Like,
no, it's actually pretty. It's pretty small for the capacity. So it's fine. I just need to charge it every couple days because of how much I'm having to charge my phone. But it's just. It's an extra thing to carry around in your pocket. It's like, I'd rather just have a phone with a decent battery.
Did you ever have one of those cases that had a battery pack built into it?
Yes.
So I was like, I remember you having one for, I think your Nexus kind of bulky,
Galaxy S3.
Your S3.
Years ago. Yeah. But maybe they make them now, but I know that company, Mophie, they didn't make them for the Pixel for the first couple models. Maybe they do now. That's another thing I can look into.
Pixel is like still an up-and-coming like,
it's niche.
Yeah.
But yeah, from what I've heard though, Pixel 5, like all the reviews I'm reading, everyone's like, I can't kill this thing. Like everyone's like, I am using it heavily. I am using it for like hours. Here's like my screen on time. And I still finished the day with like, you know, 20% or whatever. Yeah.
That's me. Like, I feel like.
Well, you have a note. So.
Yeah, that's one, is that my battery is naturally bigger than both of yours. You know,
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that
big
like,
battery energy.
I would say I use my phone a decent amount, like, at work. Like, obviously, it's playing music.
Yeah.
I'm checking, like, Instagram and Twitter, watching YouTube videos over lunch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I still finish the day usually with around 40%.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen some reviews that are, like, because I was saying, like, I get, like, 4 hours of screen usage max. I've seen some reviews that are, like, yeah, I hit 4 hours and I'm at, like, 50%. For the Pixel 5.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is and, crazy. Yeah. People are, like, there was one review where the guy was like, I streamed xCloud for like a couple hours. I like was using it for another like 3 or 4 hours, whatever. And he's like, yeah, and I finished with 20%. And it's like, if I streamed games for 2 hours, that would kill my phone, let alone being able to stream games for 2 hours and use it for the rest of the day and finish with a fifth of your battery.
See, that's one thing I've always wondered about phone companies is they're always upgrading the camera, and it's like, don't get me wrong, having a nice camera is nice, but I feel like most people would rather just have a better battery life and, like, easy-to-use interface, you know, stuff that actually matters for a day-to-day
business. Yeah, well, especially when, like, camera technology isn't really making, like, massive jumps from year to year, but, like, if you could just keep a better, or, like, a lesser camera, but then upgrade the battery, like, yeah, that's way...
I mean, here's the problem with batteries, though, is we're at a point where, like, don't get me wrong, there are some phones, like, there was, like, an Energizer branded phone that had, like, a...
What?
Like 10,000 yeah, like or 15,000. Holy shit. Yeah, that's the thing with current batteries, it's like, you can make the battery bigger, but the phone is going to get bigger with it. To get a phone like this, kind of just, like, this slim glass rectangle that we're used to, there's only... Well, that I mean, like, thickness-wise.
Oh.
There's only so big that the battery can get in terms of physical capacity. We're kind of just bumping up against a wall where we need new battery technology. And it's being developed. But, yeah, lithium-ion batteries are, like, 50 years old, I think. Like, it's just we've hit a wall there.
Where yeah, I was about to say, I wonder if any phone company has looked into like different batteries, because I know there's other batteries that last significantly longer than lithium ion, but they're just super fucking expensive.
And yeah, they're still in development. It's not mass market, right? But yeah, between like, especially for electric vehicles as well. Like, electric vehicle range, even at their best, they don't match. Like,
go ahead. All right, we're back talking about EV.
Yeah, so I was saying, like, with EVs, like, the range, even in a best-case scenario, isn't on par with, like, the best, like, hybrids. They're getting closer, like, with Tesla's Cybertruck. Like, the range on that thing, the estimate, like, the claimed range is insane. Yeah, but
the doorstop.
That's, like, that's, like...
unfully rendered Halo Warthog.
That's facts. Oh my god.
But that vehicle is like the exception. Most EVs are probably around the like 300 kilometer mark. It's like it's nowhere near close enough.
I feel like the range isn't the worst thing to worry about. Obviously, a longer range without having to charge is nice. I think it's more so the infrastructure needs to be put in place.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. Well,
think about how charge easy stations. It is to like fill up a gas tank at a gas station.
Oh, but it takes that,
like,
yeah,
literally less than 5 minutes. It's like if they can somehow develop any way to make it so that it's just as quick to do that.
Sure, but yeah, it is still pretty quick. Like, you can usually, like, if you have the proper, like, charger, because that's the other thing. It's fucking charging. It's not just gas put in. Like, there are different, like, charging rates and standards. Yeah. But if you have, like, the correct one, you can do, like, a 15-minute charge and get, like, 100, 200 kilometers of range. Maybe not 200, but I think, like, 100 kilometers of range with a 15-minute charge. Like, enough to get where you might be going. I agree that it does, like, it's still not comparable to gas. Even, but even it's getting better.
15 minutes. It is. That's why it's, like, it's good that they're developing that, but I feel like they need to develop the infrastructure for it for that to actually be useful.
So I may be wrong about this, but I feel like that's something you'll still see significant strides in the near future. Oh, yeah. But in terms,
it's like when they first developed the first car, like it was what, 5 kilometers an hour. Now, like,
sure,
most cars can hit like 120 kilometers an hour.
Yeah,
no problem, yeah. You
know, and I mean? Then
like,
you've
it's
got
just, it's just time, right?
And then you've got like the highest fucking peak of performance cars, like the new Bugatti's coming out and has like 1800 horsepower, like 1200 kilograms, and it goes like 0 to like 500 kilometers an hour in like 40 seconds or something. It's like fucking mad.
But what I mean is, I think you'll see that in the near future, like with smartphones, like I was saying, you're bumping up against like a capacity limit, but fast charging, they make phones, like big phones with like 4500 milliamp hour batteries, that'll do 0 to 100 in like a half hour. Because they've just no. Faster. Like way faster. But it's because that's something that they can still work on. Like they'll have like two batteries in the phone that charge simultaneously.
Well,
with
extra.
Like a 100 watt that's charger. Extra. Like it's insane how fast these things can charge, because that doesn't like you can still use existing battery technologies. You're just changing how you charge those batteries. But when it comes to the battery life of a phone or the range, which is effectively the battery life of a car, I think we're bumping up against a limit there, and you're not going to see massive strides until we have a fundamentally new battery technology.
Yeah.
And yeah, they've been in development for a while, but it's none hard. Of them have hit mass market.
I feel like batteries, it's like it's a simple system. Mm. Well, I shouldn't say that, because obviously there's probably more complex batteries, but like in and of itself, like the basic concept of a battery isn't like hard. It's more so just how to make it so that it lasts and that I can hold a large capacity without being like a giant fucking.
That's the thing.
Cube.
The size per dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is like, how do you make it still small, but not like dumb expensive, but still efficient. Yeah.
It's a hard balance question. Between like size and density. And yeah, like lithium ion is just not sufficient at this point anymore.
You need
so.
The thing that Iron Man has, the fucking
the arc reactor. The arc reactor.
You need a Tesla coil, just like perpetual energy. Like.
But when we were talking before, with the Pixel 4, something else that was kind of criticized about it is the motion sensor technology.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people...
Useless.
Yeah. kind of saw as useless. It's one of those things that it's like, it's neat in concept, but the execution just wasn't good enough. And I don't know how much cost that added to the phone. It doesn't seem to make a huge impact on battery life, but regardless, it's something that's there that seems very rarely used.
All right, ready? Let's go through a list of obsolete technology that is kind of there for, I shouldn't say obsolete, niche-ass technology that's been there for literally no reason and is kind of just forgotten about.
Gimmicky
tech.
So that.
Motion sensor. And
light
Pixel
bar
4.
On the PS4 for the majority of users.
And coming up, I think the haptic feedback.
Yeah, cool. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting that they're doubling down on it when it seems like it's never really been that big of a thing. So
you know
this is really like
make
or break for haptics.
You know what didn't pan out? The light bar.
So here's the thing. I defended the light bar because PlayStation said the light bar is there for VR usage. And I was like, that makes sense. On the PS5 controller, they're fucking getting rid of it. They have the lights along the side of the touchpad still, but the actual light bar there for like a PSVR camera to see, they're getting rid of it. So it's what like, if it's just... this clearly wasn't needed then.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, what if they just have like a different way of doing it that still works?
Yeah, so like clearly whatever their justification was... it's probably
going to be something like in the controller that the camera sense. Like usually, maybe. Like, maybe like infrared technology.
Yeah, I was that's about what, to say, why so wouldn't they just use infrared?
That's how the Oculus Quest works. Yeah. Yeah, in the Oculus Quest controllers, it has like a bunch of infrared sensors along the top ring. So maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's... literally how fucking like TV remotes work. I've obviously it's like it's different because it's not always tracking. It's just like as soon as you press a button. But when yeah, like that's a technology that has been around for a long time that still works. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Wii remote uses it. Fucking it is. Regular TV remotes use infrared too.
It is. The thing with those is they're like, I wonder if it works any differently because you can always see like the infrared blaster on the end. Like it's that little like black mm-hmm. strip. On the Oculus Quest controllers, there's no external marking. Like it's just a normal piece of plastic and then there's IR trackers underneath. So I don't know if, like, IR tracking has changed somehow, that you no longer need, like, probably. That little translucent bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if the plastic is just made to look normal, but actually is, like,
I feel like it's not the worst. Like, obviously, aesthetically speaking, like, it's kind of ugly, but I feel like it's not the worst thing.
Oh, the reason I point out, though, is just because there's nothing like that on the PS5 controller. So I wonder it's if probably they're doing something like Oculus, where it's, like, there's not visibly anything there, but under the surface there is. What else? Oh, the fucking, I don't know how familiar you guys are with, like, MacBooks, but the fucking touch bar on MacBook Pros,
yeah, you guys seen this
shit? They replaced the function row with a touch bar?
I've talked about this, because I had a few coworkers last summer where I worked, and they both had, like, MacBooks with the touchpad.
Yeah.
And there is, like, everyone they talked to that had that issue, they're like, it's kind of cool, but it fucking breaks, and if it breaks... you're pretty much
it's a whole ass screen you need to repair. And like that's the thing. It's like I've seen some people who swear by it, but I think most people, I personally don't have one on my Mac because I have a MacBook Air and it's a MacBook Pro thing. That's but, so unfortunate. Oh no, I'm happy I don't have it. No, I'm happy to have the function keys because to me it looks useless and I think most people kind of agree. It's like, yeah, it's there, but like realistically.
It's the same thing as a PS4 controller with the light bar. Like, it kind of looks cool, I guess, because it's glowy, you know?
Yeah.
It really doesn't add to a functionality. Like, it's mostly there for the aesthetic, I feel like. The function keys are just as useful.
Yeah.
And, like, less risk of breaking.
Yeah.
Less expensive to repair.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely there just to, like, kind of showboat about the fact that you have a Mac.
Yeah. On that note, on a similar, I've seen new like HP and like Asus computers where like the touchpad
is here, a whole ass screen.
It's a whole ass screen. Mm-hmm. Those are sick.
Really?
I
think so.
It is actually. I've used a couple.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be a little bit more useful.
It is actually really useful
because you can have like multitask apps there where you can just like pick and choose.
Mm.
You can have like weather. You can have like other stuff that's like kind of accessory to what you have on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it actually is a useful tool. I mean, I guess the touch bar on the Mac is because you can have stuff that relates to the app. But it's like, God, I feel like it's too small on the MacBook, whereas like here, it's like a full screen mm-hmm. where you can like...
the Nintendo DS walked so that the Asus Vivo can run. That's what it is.
Yo, low-key, all new computers are just going to be really big Nintendo DSs.
I'm kind of surprised that computers already haven't taken a direction like that.
Mm.
Like smartphones have, you know, where it's like, this is basically just another fucking screen.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the rise of like tablets and like folding laptops. Yeah, that is interesting. You know
what I mean? I feel like obviously it's a little more expensive, but I feel like it makes more sense to just have like a laptop size, but like both are screens. To
some degree. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there are a couple like that. It's just it's one of those like bleeding edge things. It's like you're paying a high price for something that may or may not be more practical.
Because
I mean. I know we're all used to, like, touchscreen typing, but, like, on a computer, when I'm, like, if I'm doing typing on a computer, that's it's true. Probably because I'm doing more serious typing. I want to feel button. The keys.
See, yeah. I was going to say that exactly, and then I thought, if they did something, well, this is where something like haptic feedback would possibly help, where, like, if you had the keyboard here and like every keystroke you had some sort of haptic feedback where it just like sort of you like the MacBook when you touch the thing it like vibrates. Mm-hmm. I feel like that maybe is a solution. I don't know if it's perfect.
Oh, I think you would need it like on your on your phone. The only reason you can type on your phone without looking at the keyboard is because of haptic.
Yeah.
No, because of it. Like I can type without looking at the keyboard, but it's because I can feel the key press.
Like, oh, I turn it off.
Mine's off too.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, no. I could not fucking do that. Hell no.
Yeah, no. It's because I don't, obviously, like, I'm looking at the screen. I can see what I'm typing.
No, but, like, I
versus
can.
Versus on a computer, like, I'm not looking at
the keyboard. I don't have to look, and I can just, like, type.
Yeah, I can do that too. I can do that on a keyboard as well.
Without haptic feedback?
Yeah. Yes.
You're typed.
Really? Can we both do that? Yes.
That's, like.
Again, like, you memorize the QWERTY keyboard. It's not really not that hard. Also, it's you like, have
what?
Yeah, you also have yeah, like okay. you have autocorrect. So it's like if you do
you can see in my messages when I send it to our group chat. If it's fucked up, it's fucked up. I'm like, you guys know what I'm fucking talking about. Like,
yeah,
it's
see, really like,
not that hard to decipher. If see, it says
half the time whenever I make a mistake, it's either because I fucked up or like autocorrect changed it to a different word. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense in the context of this fucking sentence. What do you?
I need haptics on, bro, to like to feel that I hit back.
Damn, I guess we're just alpha. that is such a good feeling though. Is like when somebody's talking to you and you're just like looking at them, but like typing a perfect message on your phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, bitch. Yeah. You see that?
Touch feedback. Let me add this vibration.
I feel like whenever people see me do that, they probably just think I'm fucking insane because they're like, you're not even looking at what you're typing.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that. I did that on that? Friday.
Having haptics?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. It's so weird. That's the first thing I turn off every time.
It's not terrible, but I mean, like, maybe I'll be more.
That's also why I always have my phone on, like, silent, because I hate the clicking sound of, like, whenever you hit the key.
I had one mistake, and it's the fucking H, but, like...
No, that I hate, too, but mine, that I think I have off.
Yeah.
I think I have my, like, typing key noises.
Yeah, that shit gets... Off. Dude, that's one thing I don't understand, like, people, like, it's typically older people, they just have their fucking volume on full, everything's going off, like... Fucking phone calls, typing, literally everything. They have all the sound effects on. It's like so annoying, man. I just want my phone to like turn the screen turns on, or if I get a call, then it makes a noise, but like, or like it just vibrates. Like, that's good enough for me, especially because like I feel like everybody has their phone on them all the time. So it's like,
that's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sick. This is funny. Start
typing like this. Just type it into the mic.
Yes. Is this ASMR?
Yeah, it starts becoming like this is the podcast. It's gonna be typing noises, and people have to decipher like what we're typing, or it's just like we just do a podcast in Morse code.
It's like beep 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 beep.
Yeah. Yo, I wonder if somebody's ever done that, a whole ass podcast in Morse code. That would be that. Probably not. That's fucking stupid. I don't know why I said that.
Sorry, what I'm playing around with my phone.
Oh my god, stop it.
Are these like your ringtones?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I will say, the Pixel has some really fucking cool ringtones. Mm. I just usually leave it as the default, but one day I got bored and like went in there. And I was like, holy shit, Google actually has some cool ringtones. I can't believe I haven't like checked these before. They have like a whole like classic like 8-bit video game themed section that's really fucking cool.
You know what
cool.
they don't have? Good battery life.
Yeah, no, my phone died in the middle of a ringtone, yeah.
They also have useless technology.
Motion tracking.
The one thing I'll give Google, though, is that aesthetically speaking, their phones are like, they look pretty nice, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to rip them. Mm. I always rip Samsung for having, like, not as aesthetically pleasing phones.
Yeah.
But I'd rather it be functional than
look
nice. Like, it's a phone.
Yeah, like, with my Pixel 1, oh my god.
See?
Yeah, that's cool, right? But...
You know what isn't cool?
Haptic
feedback, shitty on a controller. Shitty battery.
Because when I got my Pixel 1, I got like that like galaxy blue. Unfortunately, the battery was garbage on that thing, and it literally didn't charge, so I had to get rid of it. Ugh, rip. But like these colors, just the back having like a sort of like almost muted color.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love the feel of it. Like, I'm pretty sure I've had you guys feel it before, but
yeah,
like.
It's matte.
Yeah.
It's matte, but it's glass. It's
like
so weird.
Glossy matte, almost.
It
feels like my screen.
This is the nicest feeling phone I've ever had. Like, I gotta say that.
Yeah,
like, this is a little smoother.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's because it's actually glass. Like, it's not like a...
Yeah.
No, the nicest... I'll say, I think the Pixel 4 is the nicest, like, physically speaking, phone that I've had. Like, I really like the design language. I love the feel of it. Like,
design language.
Nicest
what it, yeah what it's does just, design language mean
just the like it's just it, clean it, it's yeah. aesthetically pleasing. Like, they go with the whole Apple thing where it's like it's just the logo, and you have I guess it's become more common now, like But in the past, like, yeah, phones had to have, like, FCC disclaimers stuff. I think Apple was the first one to just do their logo. I think it's pretty common now.
Don't they just put it on the inside of the fucking back cover?
Do they?
I'm pretty sure that's what my phone
is. Yeah, when you open the box, right?
Obviously, you can't open it as easy anymore because they're, like, usually sealed so that they're waterproof.
Yeah.
But, like, my S3 had it on the inside, as far as I'm aware.
Mm. I don't know. I like it. I like the like the black edge with the orange power button. Yeah. And then just like kind of like the glossy Google logo. Like it's still orange, but it's like glossy, so it stands out against the matte back.
You know, I think the mint green
that was slap.
Google like color is sort of underrated. I think it looks kind of clean.
Like the one that the Pixel 5 comes in?
Yeah.
The, like,
yeah.
Sage green thing? Yeah, yeah.
I would actually really like the same back as your phone on mine, but like just generic white or generic black.
Yeah,
I feel like it'd look really nice.
Really? See, I prefer the, like,
I do kind of like the color. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a very specific person with color. Like, I like blue. I like my purple.
It's kind of like the when they released the, what was it, the iPhone 5C, where they had like the colors. Those are cool, but I feel like it was just a little too much.
I think that's one of the first notable examples of, like,
oh, yeah,
a wide variety of colors for your phone to come in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think that was, they walked so that Pixel could run.
That light blue color on the iPhone is actually,
yeah, that was sick. That was nice. I also kind of like the yellow. Not a huge fan of yellow, but, like, that phone looked kind of sick in yellow.
It looked good in yellow.
All right. What? I feel like there's got to be so many more obsolete technologies that we're just not thinking of.
Or not obsolete, but, like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
it's not just obsolete technology. Well, I guess it is technology.
Yeah, just
technology,
useless.
But
just,
like,
useless.
Mini USB. That was kind of useless, in my opinion.
Yeah, micro USB.
Like, micro USB was way better. Or just fucking straight a USB port. Or lack thereof, i.e. on the PS4.
Lightning bolt.
The 30-pin connector was so extra.
The lightning connector can fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, holy
both
shit.
Are so extra. Like, Type-C, I'm glad Type-C is more prevalent now. Because, like, obviously, I think all of our phones use it. My laptop has a Type-C port.
The Switch has it. The PS5 controller's using it. No, it didn't. Nope.
I'm sorry, the iPad switched to it.
There you go. Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just, why can't you just have one cord?
That's the thing.
Speaking of that, I think I mentioned this when we were, like, I don't know, like a couple of days ago or like a week ago when we hung out last, but the iPhone. So, you know how they're not giving you a new cable and charger in your phone, right? Mm-hmm. Or like in the box. But you know how like most cables had gone from like either lightning port or USB-C or whatever to a regular USB. They're now going to
wait. What? Like,
so it would go to like a normal USB.
Oh yes, sorry. Yes, 3.0.
No,
I and then the adapter would just be the normal USB plug.
Yeah. Into the... And then they switched it.
So now USB-C. You have to get another adapter, and that they just like ruin the whole idea of like not putting their shit in the box.
Do you think that was intentional as a cash?
Oh,
100%.
100%.
Definitely. No. A company that big doesn't make an oversight.
Yeah.
What, like. Not like that, at least. Like, deciding, like, okay, we have one of the biggest phones in the world. We're changing the cable and removing the brick. Like, obviously, they realize, like, okay, now people are going to have to buy new bricks.
That's so disrespectful.
The timing is shitty. That said, I'm glad they switched it to USB-C on that end.
Yeah.
But just fucking commit. Just do USB-C to C. Like, just...
Yeah. Wait, is it USB to C? Is it now C to C? Or is
no,
it
lightning
to C?
To C?
Oh, my God. Fuck
that's
Apple.
What, it's like you got halfway there.
Yeah, I was like, you're almost there, but you still
I
fucked
feel
it
like,
up.
Don't get me wrong. I get Apple wants to be unique and stand out. Yeah. But it's like, come on. Like, your lightning connector is making life and, like... everything's so much more difficult for anyone that wants to buy your phone because now they have to have different kinds of adapters.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, not only, like Apple's whole, like, they're selling you an experience. Like, that's the whole thing, is, like, 100%. Aesthetic, experience. It's not necessarily, like, the leading edge tech, although with, like, the 12 Pro now, it's, like, pretty insane.
Side note quickly. I'm kind of glad they went back to that squarish design that they used to have on the iPhones.
Yeah.
I think it actually looks really good.
Yeah,
it looks better than the fucking rounded edge ones, in my opinion.
I like it.
Because now people have to, like, screw with getting another adapter and et cetera, et cetera. Like, that just kind of ruins the experience of owning the phone. So,
well,
like, what the fuck was the point?
Here's the thing. If you're an Apple customer... Like, let's say...
Damn, that sucks.
That's so tough.
let's go back to, like, last year, because last year is the most extreme example. Let's say you have a MacBook Pro, an iPad Pro, and, like, an iPhone 11.
That's really
your iPhone 11 in the box came with a Lightning to USB-A cable. You can't plug that into your Mac because your Mac is USB-C. You also can't use that cable on your iPad Pro because your iPad Pro is USB-C. So those two work fine, but your phone's the odd one out. So now we've gone like a step closer. I feel like if anything,
your phone should be not the odd one out.
Yeah.
Because it's probably used the most out of any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it with you.
So now you can plug your iPhone directly into your Mac, like 4 years after they started exclusively using USB-C, thank God. But now you still have Lightning on your iPhone. So you still need a separate cable to plug in your iPad and to plug in your iPhone. And now they're continuing to switch the iPad because now it's the iPad Pro and the Air that use USB-C. But the normal iPad and the iPad Mini use Lightning. The iPhone uses Lightning. AirPods use Lightning. You know what doesn't use Lightning? The new Beats headphones. Those use USB-C.
Ridiculous.
They use... See, I'm telling you. You get shitty quality earphones that are all branding. Don't get me wrong. They look nice.
They have gotten better under Apple compared to under Monster. Like, Beats are generally fairly well regarded now.
Are they?
For their quality, yeah. It's gone like the up since Monster.
That you get in literally any music video.
Yeah. Oh, it's still, don't get me wrong. Like,
it's definitely a brand.
It's still, yeah. Like when people are like talking about like the best headphones for the price, Beats is pretty much never on that list, but it's gone from being just marketing hype and like generally pretty bad headphones to, yeah, they're actually pretty decent. They're still not the best you can get for the price, but if you buy a pair of Beats, you're not just getting straight up trash headphones anymore. So, it has improved.
I actually do like their speaker line. I've always liked the pill.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that Apple hasn't updated.
They had a jet because it actually is decent.
Why fix when it's something
so good? Like, it still sells well.
Do they still sell it?
As far as I'm aware.
Okay.
It still gets a lot of promotion because literally all these music videos in hip-hop use it because it's Dr. Dre's Beats. You know what I mean? Like, even though it's not his anymore, it's like he's the one that started
it. Yeah, he started it.
Everyone just kind of sees it as like, oh. Dr. Dre had Beats, so like I
kind of
like
him. Well, and I think Beats kind of under Dr. Dre and Monster just reached a reputation in the music industry with that like
100%
promotion and stuff. So even
it's
though
all branding, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like
so that branding carried with it, even though it's no longer like branding wise associated with Dr. Dre. Beats as on its own has just become like the promo brand kind of thing.
But like their speaker line, I owned a pill at one point. A buddy of mine had their like giant fucking jukebox of a speaker, and like both were actually really, really good. Like I never had any issues using either of them for the time that I had both of them. But like I would never probably buy one myself just because I'm not like super keen into the whole promo because you're paying a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, like, isn't there they're like big speaker, isn't it like almost $400?
Yeah, like it's huge. Yeah. It's like, don't get me wrong, it's a
for the for the larger one, which was discontinued. It was recalled.
Yeah.
So that one they don't sell anymore. If they do still sell a pill, it's just the small pill plus. And I think that's like a 5 or 6 year old speaker. Because that was, if not older, because I'm pretty sure that was released before Apple acquired them, which was years ago.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not like as invested into audio technology as you, but like, have there even been any significant developments in audio technology in the last 5 years that speaker would miss out on?
Yeah.
That,
I guess like other than waterproofing.
I mean, yeah, waterproofing would be the big one that the pill doesn't have. I don't think it even has splash resistance. I mean, newer Bluetooth standards that are more energy efficient and like,
but like do you really
maybe like longer range on
a yeah Bluetooth longer cache? Range yeah. And there is a big change coming up with Bluetooth 5.2. You should start to see products with that next year, which allow for higher quality audio transmission over Bluetooth while also being lower energy. Like that's a big shift for audio because so far audio has not been able to transmit over Bluetooth low energy. So now, not only is it doing that, but they're using newer codecs that sound better. So that's a big shift, but
I still don't understand how Bluetooth works. I'm not going to lie to you.
No fucking clue. But
light.
Sure. but no, I mean, it's just a thing of like, regardless, like usually companies will release update models. It might be better waterproofing, it might be better battery life, it might be better sound. Like, there haven't been monumental shifts, but there are things that you can improve over time. You know, in that time span since the pill has come out, other companies like Sony, JBL, Ultimate Ears, they've released multiple revisions of their products that have all, you know, improved over their predecessors. So, I mean, there definitely is stuff that they could update it with, but
actually, I got a good question for you.
Hmm.
This is more in relation to, like, phones above all, but, like, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it impacts like the overall market by releasing like a mini version, a plus version, and a regular version of a phone. So like how my phone does it, I'm pretty sure Pixel's probably done it.
Pixel,
like Pixel, Pixel XL kind of
does
thing.
Yeah, not so much this year. But yeah,
are you someone that's in support of that because it gives variety, or are you someone that's against it because it splits up the market so much for very, very minute things?
So here's my thing. I'm in support of it as long as everything is equally spec'd, which the Pixel has always done. Like, this year's a weird year because they don't have an XL version. They have the 4A, the 4A 5G, and the 5 that are all different sizes and different specs. But in the past, whenever they've done, like, 4, 4XL, and, like, that kind of thing.
Isn't it usually just, like, bigger screen and, like, a little bit better battery?
Exactly. Or,
like,
bigger battery. That's pretty much it. The one biggest difference was on the 3. The 3XL had a notch, the normal 3 didn't. But otherwise, the specs are the same. I'm in support of it then because bigger phones sell better, but I'm a small phone person. So if companies went one way or the other, they're going to go bigger phones, and that is not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I hate the approaches that Samsung takes, and that Apple for a while did feature parity, but now they're going back to bigger phone, better phone. And I hate that because now you have to decide
between
a better phone that's bigger. Yeah.
Pocket or a shitty phone. But fits. Yeah, no,
I yeah. Like, I hate that. Even with the iPhone 12, like, so the 12 mini and the normal 12, I believe, are spec'd exactly the same. That's just a size difference. But the 12 Pro and 12 Pro Max are not. The 12 Pro Max has a larger sensor. Mm. And that might be a case where they literally couldn't fit it into the smaller 12 Pro. If that's the case, I get it. Fine, that is actually size related. But it still sucks that it's like I'm buying a $1,300 12 Pro and I'm still not getting the best phone. Samsung?
But I feel like that's also dependent on what you want out of the phone, right? So it's like, I get what you're saying if they're spec'd equally, but I feel like the size difference in a sensor isn't going to impact the quality of the phone too much unless that's specifically what you're looking for.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if you're looking, like, if I'm buying the iPhone 12 Pro, I want the best phone. If I didn't want the best phone, I'd buy the normal 12.
Yeah.
But even by buying the 12 Pro, I'm still not getting the best phone. The 12 Pro Max is the best phone. And it's like,
I mean, I'm in the same boat as you. I've always disliked that Samsung does it because, like, for example, my phone, Note 10, the Note 10 Plus is clearly a better phone, and, like, I get it, but it's, like, I wish that I still had all the Note 10 Plus features and, like, specs on my phone, just in a smaller size, because I'm the same way as you. I don't like the plus size phones.
Yeah. And the thing with Samsung is they change, like, the amount of, like, base storage you get, the amount of RAM you get. On the Note 20 and Note 20 Plus, or Note 20 Ultra or whatever, because they have a few different variations, the basic Note 20 is a $1,000 phone. And it's plastic. It's just straight up plastic. You need to go to the next step up to get, like, a metal phone with a glass.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. With a metal glass back. I think would piss me off.
And so everyone criticized it. They're like, you're charging way too much for a phone of this, like, cheap kids build phone quality. Phone.
A toy.
Yeah.
A VTech phone.
But, yeah, no. So I like it as long as it's equally spec'd. Because it's like, yeah, like, I'm a small phone person.
I do think, though, between, like the iPhone 12 Pro and the Pro Max, it's, like, how massive of a difference is the quality going to be? Like, yeah. I know, like, if you're searching for the
best phone, it depends
on
what,
like,
you're doing. It's the biggest difference in low light. Like, if you're doing, like, low light photography, that's where you're going to see the biggest difference.
Obviously, yeah. I would say that's just such a niche thing. Like,
oh, it is.
Anyone can take a picture in the dark, but it's, like, how many people are legitimately going to use the full extent of their camera on their phone, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
the people that are really searching for it are just going to get the Max.
But, like, most people are probably buying the phone because they need an upgrade and they think it looks nice.
Yeah.
That's most people with iPhones.
And they're like, it's a good phone, yeah.
People use the camera for things like Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, but it's like, they're not using it to the full extent that it can be. They're using a Snapchat camera.
You know, yeah. Like, no, it's very much just, like, for me personally, and I realize I'm in a niche because I'm so into tech, but... Yeah, I hate that the highest specs are usually reserved for the biggest phones.
It makes sense because they want to try and upsell you on it. But
yeah, like, and most people buy big phones, so it makes sense. But yeah, no, it's not for me.
All right, well, I mean, this episode is going to be kind of short because we're on a time crunch. But I mean, still 45 minutes. But
I'm fine as well.
Yeah, I gotta get some homework done, and I'm trying to eat, bro. I'm so hungry.
I have a Destiny raid to attend.
Oh, yeah, okay, whatever.
You know what? We can stay. All right. Well, thanks for listening in on yet another episode of the Jungle Podcast. We probably, you know what? I'm real quiet here, but we could probably just keep going.
Keep going with what? All right. Well, we'll cut it there. Man's really just forgot how to speak. Well, thank you for listening.
Like Markel Fultz of podcast.
Oh, no.
What I was doing. Just lost everything.
All right. Well, thank you for listening again. Follow us on Instagram.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. I got you. And get ready for next week, I guess. You know?
Oh, yeah, right. Presidential election next week. Oh, that's gonna
yeah,
be fun.
Yeah, we'll yeah. talk about that, I guess, a little bit. All right, real quick, predictions. Who do you think is going to win?
Biden? They did that. Didn't you see that?
Yeah, they had the pre-polls.
That did the pre-polls, and there's a company that simulated the election 100 times. It's the Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah, thing. Although, like, I don't know how accurate. Like, how do you even...
Well, they came out and said, they were like, keep in mind, this is a simulation. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. It could really go either way, but, like...
I'm remembering the last election. I'm remembering how Clinton was a shoo-in. She was leading in the prelims. It was guaranteed that she would win, and she didn't. And yeah, so this time, I'm not taking that.
And Trump came back clutch chief.
They come back... They come out of the shadows and they vote.
Exactly. So that's
Trump's
why
the late
I'm
game closer.
I don't know. Game closer. I'm honestly not going to make a guess. I think it could fairly go either way. I think the one thing Trump really has working against him is his handling of COVID.
Also, you know, all the allegations and crap that people hear about.
I think a lot of his supporters won't care about that.
Yeah. His supporters.
No, but that's what I mean. His supporters won last time. I think the one thing that might turn enough of his supporters to give Biden the win is his handling of COVID. Outside of that, I think most of his supporters are still on board.
Yeah.
So I really don't know.
My guess is, well, you saw it in the Canadian election, Trudeau had his whole, like, SNC-Lavalin shit. Didn't do anything. I think people just, like, don't want change, and they're just going to re-elect Trump. They're going to be like, okay, whatever.
It depends on how sick people are, though, I would say.
Yeah.
If people are sick of what's in power right now, they'll vote for the other because they want change.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on if they get to that point. But anyways, that's for next week.
Yeah. Yep. All right, last minute predictions in. We'll see you guys later.
Peace.